This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the way today, comedian Dave Dugan plus astronaut talk, a suckathon, and the Pope. It's all coming up next.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let him mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Comedian Greg Hahn is here with us. Greg, you're looking
good. Hey, we're ready to go. Let me know. I'm fired up. Monday starts the weekend. Jaeger bombs and body shots.
Yeah.
Here we go, everybody. Come on. Woo-woo. Everybody over to my house for some naked ping pong. Come on, let's go.
All right. Yes.
Cupcakes and cage fighting. Sun chips and Russian roulette. Come on over to my house.
Yeah.
Happy hour started 45 minutes ago. Whee!
Oh, my gosh.
I'm all riled up. This is the only job I could have. You know that, right,
Why?
Tom?
Why?
The job interviews, I was a nightmare.
Oh, really?
Seriously. I always ask you questions. You know, Greg, before we get started with your interview, tell us, where do you think you could use improvement? As if you're going to say, whoa, where do I start? You're looking at a nitwit. I've got the IQ of a cheese sandwich. I can't stop throwing staplers.
Oh, my.
I'm a biter. I love to bite. I hate soap. I'm no stranger to prison. Electroshock therapy didn't even make a dent. Does this look like ringworm to you? I make the same mistakes dozens and dozens of times. I love booze. I hate teamwork, and I never tell the truth.
Hire
what do you think
guy.
Of my new cologne? Booty call. Uh-huh. You're not serious about that sexual harassment nonsense, are you? What's your definition of success? More chicks! I enjoy trash can fires. When do I start? You got a business card? I need something to spit my gum in. Can I have that lamp? Never mind these questions. Your secretary is hot! How many sick days do we get? I feel a little mad, Cal, coming on. Here's my resume if you enjoy fiction. I wrote all that. Is there a bathroom in here? Too late. How much am I making? Where's my raise? It's Bob and Tom. Monday starts the weekend, everybody. What a crowd. Thanks for having me. I'm all excited. Everybody over to my house.
Oh, where's the bathroom? Too late.
Greg is a Marine.
I was in the Marine Corps.
Retired.
Oh. Hit him in the head. Well, I was only in for 4 years. 3 years active, one in the reserves. Just a little, you know, but oh, they're the best, the Marine Corps. Hit him in the head. You hear things in the Marines you don't hear like in the civilian world. You know, like as an example. How about putting a cover on that grape? That means it'd be best to put your hat on right now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Might be a good idea. That means do this immediately or get beaten to death.
Yeah,
you're not trying! You're not trying! It means he does not approve of you being unconscious on the endurance course.
Greg Hahn. Greg Hahn is our guest.
You're not trying.
You are really your upper body very, very.
I've been doing the cardio though. I do like 4 hours on the treadmill.
Four hours.
Just don't turn it on. A lot easier on the knees. Order a pizza. Get a Bloody Mary if it's early enough.
You just stand there.
Yeah. Stationary bike. That's good.
Yeah.
Just pretend you're going downhill. You don't even have to pedal. I just glare at the girl next to me. That's my new pickup line. It doesn't always work.
No.
Oh, man.
So are you seeing a lady right now? Do you have a special sweetheart? Is there one gal that...
I'm all single, Tom.
Okay.
I'm all single. A whole lifetime now of VD clinics and pregnancy scares. Bring it.
Wow.
You know, my act isn't really prone for meeting the girls either.
No.
Not really designed for that. When I come off stage, I have to open with, okay, now hear me out.
But don't you worry about it sometimes? Don't you look in the mirror and talk to yourself?
That's true, because a lot of people, like our audience, that are hardworking people out there, they've got good careers. You know, they've got a beautiful family and stability. And then there's me. I travel around like a circus freak. Never been married, no kids. I date girls at least 10 years younger than I am. I end up faced with myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? Some kind of a genius? How did I even think of this?
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see now. Over there, what is that called? Oh, that's the sidekick chair. It's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Josh, you need a good massage today, I can tell.
Okay.
Someone to rub those shoulders.
I'd love it. Yeah.
Christy?
Oh, I would.
No, I want you to go do it.
I'll rub your shoulders.
Yeah, you'll give me a little...
That's Christy. Oh,
yeah. Oh, you've done this before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
That looks good.
That's a French Bonerville.
Massage. Let's see. Now,
that shirt's a little thick.
I don't want to...
Thank you.
Oh, so you want to take the shirt off? That's how I would interpret that.
Oh, yep. That is what you meant.
Someone call HR. This is going to get ugly.
Now I'm going to lose my job.
Let's see. Over there, it's Ace Cosby, the proprietor of the Ace Cosby Joke of the Day special edition coming up in a matter of moments. There you go, Ace. What do you got?
Yes.
These are observations about life.
You learn things every day. Like I learned this week the difference between an astronaut and a cosmonaut. Astronauts take it slow and easy. Cosmonauts are always rushing.
There you go.
Yuri Gagarin material.
Yeah. Why laugh when you could say, there you go?
I like that very much. We have astronaut news coming up. By the way, to finish the introductions, Mr. Pat Godwin. We got a song coming out of Pat here in just a few minutes. Comedian Dave Dugan. And this is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the program. Happy to be here. And we do have astronaut news. I saw a stat. I think in the entire history of NASA, there have been 350 astronauts.
Yep.
Is that all?
Well, the last time they had applications.
350 have been selected to train as astronauts.
Now, also, even less have been...
Actually become astronauts, I think.
Okay. I saw this story. They're taking applications, right?
At NASA's... That's right,
now,
Chick.
Can we suggest people...
That you'd like to shoot up into space?
I'm not going.
Send to the moon.
Not going.
Moon and or Mars.
One way.
And or just into orbit.
Yeah. No rocket at all.
NASA is accepting applications for new astronauts for the first time in 4 years.
Huh.
According to NASA, quote, we will send the first woman and next man to the lunar South Pole by 2024. And we need more astronauts to follow suit on the moon and then Mars.
Did you say South Pole?
Yes, I did.
South Pole.
South Pole.
I'm not going there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're only a North Pole kind of guy?
The equator. Moon is
surprisingly pretty in the spring.
Much nicer in the
penguins.
If you've always
South Pole.
If you've always dreamed of being an astronaut, apply now. Those who wish to become Moon to Mars explorers have until 11:59 Eastern Daylight Time on Tuesday, March 31st to apply. Hmm. NASA is expected to choose final candidates in mid-2021.
I'm going to apply. Why not?
Last time NASA accepted applications in 2015, they received 18,300. After 2 years of extensive training, 11 astronauts were selected, graduated earlier this year. Since the 60s, NASA has selected 350 people to train as astronaut candidates for its increasingly challenging missions to explore space.
Now, are they doing this in March because of Mars?
No.
What?
No.
because they
March is after Mars, right? Isn't that why March is named Mars? Mars is named March.
It's not what they're doing.
I think it is. We don't have a moonuary anymore.
When you tell a joke like that, a cricket gets its
wings. Was that a joke? It was really more of an observation. Okay.
I'm going to apply. Why not?
11 out of 18,000.
That's all right.
It has to be the most exclusive.
Is the picture of me eating a moon pie?
More fuel. I
mean, they need laughter in space.
Hey, look at this guy.
An extra booster.
Application for astronaut.
That chick, that's exactly why it would apply, so that somewhere somebody has to go, yeah. Look at this guy.
He can't be serious. Right, Buzz or Skeet or whatever the hell their names
chick
are.
Chick goes, I can't do it if there's overnight travel.
Can you probably imagine? Is an age thing.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine doing that, though? That would be so hard.
It would just be,
I can't do an MRI.
Can you imagine?
They'd be like, hey, Josh Arnold, astronaut.
Pat Godwin, astronaut. You'd be the perfect astronaut.
My brain would explode.
Well, I don't know. What are we doing right now? What's going on?
On the comm link, we have astronaut Pat Godwin. Pat? Pat, are you still with us?
You're still in the interview room, Pat. What's going on?
You would have some disease.
No.
You would catch
Marsitis
or something.
No, it'd be the terrifying aspect, not disease.
Yikes.
Close space.
Do I have what it takes to be an astronaut?
What are some of the requirements?
Explorers wanted.
Okay.
NASA to hire more. Artemis, I can't do Eric. This.
If you have to Google, do I have what it takes to be an astronaut? You don't.
Yeah. I'm applying now.
I would assume there's a list of.
Here we go.
There's probably age restrictions.
Yeah. Okay, this is on NASA's website.
Hilarious.
It's like McDonald's.
All of a sudden, I want to be an astronaut. They seem like a fun bunch.
Got a guy in a spacesuit holding up a sign says help wanted.
That's right.
It appears to be a man on the moon, actually.
Don't dismiss it.
Doesn't look very professional.
Well, they got a
darn funny.
Well, those are the greatest of the best of the greatest.
Oh, here you go. Yeah. Astronaut candidates will spend approximately 2 years training on the basic skills required to be an astronaut, from spacewalking and robotics to leadership. And teamwork skills.
You're out.
I think I've got all that. Upon completing training, they'll join the active astronaut corps and become eligible for space flight assignment. Until assigned to space flight, they will have responsibilities within the astronaut office, ranging from
typing,
filing, typing.
Who am I kidding? I couldn't do it.
Parking the cars.
I have trouble flying from Nashville to Atlanta.
In a commercial jet.
Those interested in applying will need to be a U.S. citizen, have an advanced degree in a STEM field, along with at least 2 years of related professional experience or at least 1,000 hours of piloting command time in a jet aircraft.
Okay, and this is going to Mars or the moon, right?
Yeah.
First requirement, U.S. citizenship required. Second requirement.
Ace is out. Oh, I'm sorry, that was behind that. We should
Second requirement. Frequent travel is required. Yeah, I got to go to Mars, okay?
Yeah, but you're not coming
just
back.
Just put my daughter as a stewardess.
Oh, yeah, tell them that. Yeah. They'll let me in, right?
Does that get you some free travel? Get maybe. Some maybe a little few points?
I can't say, but... Yeah.
Remember the lunar stewardess in 2001? She would walk upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the trays of food. And
the weird headgear she was
sorry wearing. To bother everybody.
Again, having to tell a story like that. A cricket gets its wings. Dave Dugan, do you have what it takes? Are you in physical fitness? Are you physically fit enough to be an astronaut?
I don't know. Do you think NASA would take another look at a guy that is losing the fight against TMJ, a candidate for a knee replacement, flat feet, and double joints?
I'd say probably not.
No.
Okay.
Is double joints a bad thing?
Oh, and lizard-like hips?
Lizard hips sounds like you can dance, man.
Yeah. There comes old lizard hips.
Is double joints a bad thing? Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's you get the loosey, you know, loosey-goosey joints. I don't know if that's always
a good thing.
Solid up in space. You know, this This is the...
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, you definitely do have...
A freakish hands.
He just
splayed out his fingers.
Tom is furious. Tom is furious and sickened.
Yes.
They're gecko-like. As it all the cling
squid
to
hands over here.
Okay. Look like that guy in the Shape of Water. Yeah. What the hell?
Don't do that again.
Yikes.
Let's see. Okay, Christy, let's catch up.
I'm some kind of freak.
Catch up with what we missed. What else is going on?
Sweeping new internet censorship rules have gone into effect in China. You think they'd have other things to worry about? This has prompted concerns that authorities will further control information and the online debate as the country deals with the coronavirus outbreak. Among the new censorship rules is one specifying that sexual innuendo is no longer permitted.
Uh-oh.
This is from a country that has cities like Long Dong.
Yeah.
Well,
we're off the air in China, people.
Yeah, there goes our Chinese fans.
Don't beat the bishop if you're in China.
Yeah, no.
Don't polish the hardwood.
No, none of that.
Don't flog the dolphin.
You're getting old. The hardwood.
Don't wax that ass, Christy.
Wax that ass. Well,
that's not a sexual innuendo.
I got a question.
Just
what
putting
are
it out
you
there.
Saying?
China. Well, speaking of the coronavirus, officials in France are discouraging citizens from greeting each other with kisses and fears of spreading the coronavirus.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Tears for fears.
Guys are friends of yours, right?
Never met them.
Okay.
Oh, they're very nice guys. I've met them once.
Oh, there you go.
See? Health Minister Oliver Véran recommended people avoid shaking hands and refrain from the
That sounds
lobbies.
Like a Tennessee Williams character. Oliver Véran.
That's right. My nephew from...
Oliver Véran.
I say, I've always admired the male form.
Health Minister Oliver Véran.
I've suggested a suck-a-thon from the Louisiana.
That was one of my favorite Tennessee Williams pieces. A suck-a-thon on a hot tin roof.
So I'm sorry, I'm not even paying attention. So in France, they don't want you to kiss.
No.
Or shake hands.
They're also banning all indoor public gatherings of more than 5,000 people to curtail the virus.
Hey, while they're doing this, can they throw in using deodorant?
Is that
too much to ask?
Yeah.
Those trains are rough over there.
What are they doing? What are they doing in Greece? Yeah, put a net over that thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hair. Holy.
Oh boy, oh boy.
So, yikes, this is getting scary. And the Louvre is closed now, right?
Yes.
And we put up a thing yesterday with the Mona Lisa with a mask on her face, and now there's one out there with a gas mask covering her face.
The Pope was tested for the coronavirus. He's been down for 3 or 4 days, but it came back negative.
Oh, he's just a little depressed.
He's just a little sick.
He's got the flu.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing? Because obviously, there's the Pope, the famous kissing of the ring. Obviously, that's going to be eliminated temporarily.
Mm-hmm. And they've been trying to.
Plus, they're changing around communion rules.
Yeah,
they're not
allowed to put it on your tongue. In some places, they're putting it in the hands instead of on the tongue. Yeah.
But, and they're also not doing the group chalice wine thing.
Yeah.
Ah.
But did you see the, I forget where it was, there's some religion where they're supposed to lick some wall or something.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday. That was disgusting. It was in Iran or Iraq, one of the two.
Discouraging people to do that.
Yeah, they were licking a wall.
Oh, sure, the Great Licking Wall, yeah.
Ugh.
Of course, yeah.
What's happening?
A great idea.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, bless you, boys. This is the Pope.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Pope, I sounds like you're feeling a little peppier. I understand you were under the weather.
Yeah, got a little cold here, you know, just a little drippy and everything, and there was a word, so, you know.
Do you have a fever?
Check everything. Little fever.
Yeah, don't go out in public, then. You don't want to...
Oh, Tommy, you don't know what it's like. It's just so nice to take a little time off and not having the press of the flesh, you know. Have everybody try to kiss on my ring and slobber all over it. The worst thing, though, is every time I sneeze... It's like, you know, somebody come, oh, bless you, Pope. Oh, bless me? Really? Oh, you going to bless me? You know how this works? I'm the one that do the blessing, okay? Oh. But, yeah, we have a change of some of rules with the mass. You hear about this?
No.
oh, with the mass, you know, and the communion, all this, we got to change the things. It's a little different that we're doing a BYOB thing now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, bring your own, the blood of Christ.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We all have that at home.
Yeah, oh, yeah, bring it on in, and, you know, then we kind of wave at you like that. And then we're doing a whole new thing because we want to avoid the touching. You know that?
Sure.
So we started, I do this thing where I toss the body of a Christ into their mouth from about 6 feet away.
Oh, kind of like a carnival game.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
People keep us going, whoa! air host.
Now, so the ring, do you, first of all, is that from Herf Jones? Where do they...
It was Justin's?
No, I don't think so.
You can't just order the. It's not like a Letterman's ring or something. You get it for, you know, 4 years of going to mass or anything like that.
Do you dip that in alcohol overnight or to keep it, you know, from getting all germy?
Dip it in alcohol?
Well, I mean, you know,
sure, yeah, you know.
Sacramental
you want
wine.
A drunk a ring? What are you, crazy?
Wow, well, that's very silly, Pope.
Is that the Dave Dugan in there?
It is.
Comedian Dave Dugan has joined us, your Pope.
Dugan, you're a good Catholic boy.
A new Catholic, yeah.
Yeah, that's what. Congratulations. Welcome to the family.
Thank you.
So, Dave, anything you want to confess?
Oh, boy.
Any confessions to make?
I don't think so, Pope.
Really?
How nitpicky are you going
to
get?
Well, you know, tardiness is next to ungodliness.
All right.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know, let the first one without a sin cast the stones.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, we hope you feel better soon, Pope.
Pope, who do you confess to?
See, Josh, thank you. Somebody finally worried about the Pope and what I got to do, right?
Yeah.
It's a guy named Gary.
Yeah. Close to an archbishop, I would think.
Cardinal, I hadn't even thought about that. I could get somebody into business.
Sure. Some guy, Gary.
What does Gary do? Like, does he...
Gary?
Yeah.
Oh, he's my dry cleaner.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
He's a great listener.
Is
okay.
He? I thought you were going to say he's your bartender.
Hey, Gary's of the Vatican. I forgot.
Right.
Do they ever mix up your stuff with somebody else's? You bring the bag home and you go to get one of your Pope suits.
This isn't my miter.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.